This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's talk about unmanly things.
Let's do it.
We've got a list here.
I love unmanly things.
These are the 18 unmanly things we do that make us feel good.
Is driving a Subaru or having a Labradoodle on the list?
I mean...
Look, someone's not listening right now.
I don't think either of those things
I just wanted to close the door because the lushes from the sales
staff. Oh, yeah, the sales department's out there hammered.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah, oh.
Stunner.
I was making fun of your Subaru and Labradoodle again.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
I was asking if any of those are on the unmanly list.
A Labradoodle, a small little lap dog might be, but mine's not quite a lap dog.
I think for me, racking my brain because I'm such a man.
Manly man.
I love a good rosé.
Oh, rosé all day. I like a good bubbly rosé. Absolutely. Yeah. Is that unmanly? I get accused. I get blamed. The White Russian gets labeled unmanly, and I love those.
I don't think that's unmanly.
What's another one too? Like you catch me in the summer, dude. I'll be drinking Malibu pineapples, and that gets shamed all the time as well. I don't care. They're delicious.
Is the vodka soda unmanly?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think the Malibu pineapple's worse.
I got shamed once. I went out with some family friends to a Mexican restaurant, and I got a prickly pear margarita.
Oh, and so it's probably delightful.
Delicious, but it comes out like a really like magenta, purpley pink color, and I just got my balls busted over it.
That happens all the time. You can get mocked for drinks, but like, dude, go order a fuzzy navel sometime. I'm telling you, it's delightful. Peach schnapps, hello. It's great.
That's disgusting.
The peach schnapps?
Oh, it's good. Fuzzy navel.
No, it's
all
good.
Of that.
No, it's good.
Peach schnapps should be thrown in the ocean.
It's pretty good
for the fish.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
that's not an all.
That's
the time.
Like a sip. That's not even. You can't even drink a full one of those.
That's bad. What about the mani pedi? Do you guys partake?
I've never gotten the.
Sales guy Kurt's in there.
Manicures the hands, right?
You get a. He says he gets a pedicure.
Apparently, Kurt's a pedicure guy.
I've never done the pedicure, the manicure. The pedicure is the feet, and I'm telling you, the pedicure is great.
Yeah, I've also never done the manicure, but I have done the pedicure recently.
I always feel a little uncomfortable because the Asian ladies, my feet are a little. I've got mat toes from jiu-jitsu, and it's not good. And a lot of times they stare at you, and they don't know what to make of it. And then like my gal has to apologize for my toe and. And then they have to take like an industrial file and start digging out the calluses, but it feels amazing.
But that can't be the only foot like that they've seen.
I know, which is why I always feel like they make a little too big of a deal like out of
it. I think so too.
But the lady always like kind of recoils at it, and I'm like, it's just like they're callous toes, you know?
Are they little Asian ladies?
They are. Yeah, they're always little Asian. Is there a pedicure place that isn't little Asian ladies?
I don't know.
I like everyone I've ever been to.
What about? On this list, they have baking. Do you guys...
That's unmanly?
You guys like to bake?
No, but I don't consider that unmanly.
I like to cook. I don't bake as much, but I like to cook.
I don't do either, but, you know, if some guy said that he was baking the world's best snickerdoodle, I'd be like, hell yeah, brother. Let's get into that.
They have gardening on this list, which I enjoy.
Yeah, see?
I don't think that's really that unmanly.
No,
but
I find a lot of this, like, a lot of the...
It's very Mr. Miyagi.
I find a lot of these, like, it's unmanly. I feel like that's a lot of small penis bros that are trying to overcompensate. It's like big truck guy. Like, I don't know. It's just, there's nothing wrong with driving a big truck. But if you think that that somehow makes you a man, you're doing a lot of heavy lifting for some other holes in your game.
Now, what about this one? Very controversial. Checking out other dudes.
That's not like an activity. Like,
yeah, it says, like, I can tell when a guy's attractive. I have no sexual desire for dudes, but I can tell if I find one that's good looking.
Well, again, if Jason Momoa walks by me, am I not supposed to be like, dude, that's a handsome? We all see the handsome.
Well, we can acknowledge handsomeness, but do we have
like as an activity?
Yeah, guy says he has.
I could go get a pedicure, or I could go check out some hot dudes. Yeah.
I wouldn't say that I'm checking out a hot guy, but I will. If a super good looking dude walks in the room, I will probably acknowledge it. Whoa,
damn, that dude's smoking.
I'm like, what is happening over there?
Yeah,
yeah. Instantly, you acknowledge. It's the same thing, like. At a certain point, anything above like an 8, you're going to acknowledge. Male or female, you're like, ooh. Well,
that's like a handsome devil.
That's a handsome, he must work out.
It's but like that's a weird one to put on the list, though.
Yeah, that is a little strange. But if like a really good-looking dog walked in, you'd be like, oh my God, look at that dog. That's awesome. We all appreciate beauty. Good-looking cars, good-looking dogs, good-looking women, good-looking dudes.
Here's one that says, prioritizing fashion to the point of indecision. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
I often am not indecisive about my...
No,
I'm rarely indecisive about... I'm just like, I'll just wear this. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, if you're paralyzed by what to wear, I would say that may be the most unmanly thing that's on that list so far.
It's like spending a lot of time like curating your look and all that. Yeah.
What about sewing? A lot of men like sewing. Top unmanly things that make men feel good. Sewing is on the list. Bubble baths.
Look, I
have a buddy who loves bubble baths.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a hot tub guy. Same.
I like hot tubs.
Is that the?
But I do think it's odd that, I mean, I don't know. I can't ever see me drawing a bath.
You know who loves baths? The guy who was the cloak and cape guy.
Yeah, that makes sense. But if I called Buck and I was like, "Hey, dude, what are you doing?" He's like, "I'm taking a bubble bath." I might be like, "Huh?" Sewing is another one. Yeah, bubble bath and sewing are probably borderline. I'm like, eh, all right. Teach their own.
Being the little spoon?
Nah, sometimes it's fun to be the little spoon. Yeah. Especially being a bigger guy. I've spent my whole life being the big spoon. Sometimes it's nice to little spoon. I'm fine with that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Crying is on the list.
Nah, crying's good for you. At appropriate times.
Therapy.
Therapy is unmanly?
Apparently.
Oh, I think there are a lot of hardo dudes out there that think that's... Talking about your feelings is for, yeah.
Gay.
I'm gay.
Yeah, that's some ass backwards thinking.
Interior decorating?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, like, wouldn't you want your home to be put together? Like, it's a little embarrassing when you go over to your buddy's house if he's single and his house has no sort of... There's, like, nothing on the walls and there's, like, one, like, janky framed 8x10... like blazer autograph.
Well, like, I almost feel like it's in how you phrase it. Like your home should look nice.
Yeah.
But if that means you had to do interior decorating to get it there, like yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Are we really? I don't know.
Just, what is interior?
It seems like just making your place nice.
What does that even mean? Like, so I bought a curtain. Is that
Yeah, I find that's right off.
In fact, pillows.
I think the idea.
Throw pillows. That's on my like. I couldn't.
I'm just saying, is that included in interior decorating?
Yes.
Yeah. I like the idea of having a house that's put together. If you go, I would. If that's unmanly, then consider me queer eye. Because when you come into my house, I like to have my house have some sort of ebb and flow to it. What a feng shui, if you will.
What's that guy's name? Carson Kressley?
Yeah, that guy. You gotta have a good you need a good rug to tie the room together. You know, you gotta make sure that like the chair that you bought matches the rest of your furniture. You can't have it look like just a dip ass in there. Put a little effort into it. Why is a lot of these unmanly things that just are pleasant to the eye and senses, and it's somehow that's unmanly?
I also feel like a lot of these things are stuff that have fallen to women over the years, and so now if a man does it,
it goes back to what are you gay? It's that sort of mentality, and we got to get over that.
Afternoon tea made the list.
Yeah,
I mean that's come
it's,
on.
It's a little. It's
I mean, unmanly. Like making yourself a cup of tea, like instead of a cup of coffee, or like having tea.
It's
like,
a little weird.
Yeah, I think you have tea and you have the little sandwiches.
Yeah, your sandwiches weird. And crumpets.
Your little scones.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Put on your little hat.
A little weird.
Bring out the fine china.
Little weird.
China.
China.
Sharing your feelings with the kids. That's another bad one.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's. I mean,
what are we doing? Like,
there's like.
God forbid you talk to your kids and have a good relationship.
Like, having authentic conversations.
You know, what you have here, what we're learning is we have three very enlightened men.
Either that or
there
we
are
just,
a lot of men who do not.
The guy who put this list together is a total boner.
Yeah, there's that.
Either that or we're just a bunch of candy asses in here.
We're a bunch of snowflakes.
We might be a bunch of soy boys.
How many men are sitting out there like, God, listen to these
idiots. We're done.
You know what?
Yeah, you know what?
And last on the list, enjoying domestic chores.
Yeah, that's right out. Yeah, you're like vacuuming, whatever. By the way, there's like five of those on there, four to five that I agree with.
Oh, wait, there's one other one. Sorry. A fondness for stuffed animals.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
That's a little bit lame.
Like Do you sleep with a teddy?
That's the worst one.
Come on,
but that's Harold, my stuffed duck.
That's the worst one.
You can't be doing that.
Yeah, that's.
Come on, man.
I try to be as enlightened as the next guy. We're drawing a line somewhere, and I would say enjoying
stuffed animals is that
stuffed
line.
Animals is the, enjoying vacuuming and stuffed animals.
I tell you,
it's like watching Rob get on a plane wearing his pajama pants and his with his stuffies and his big oversized T-shirt
with my pillow.
I'm drawing the line there.
In my very clear mental health crisis.
Yes, we're drawing lines.
Here's one. It's not on the list, but what about, do you guys make little cute voices for your pets?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's not very manly, but it's
I feel like almost everybody who has a pet just falls into
you
that
just
somehow.
Do that.
Like, if you talk to your pet normally like this all the time, there's probably something wrong with
you. And isn't it weird how different pets, you have different voices?
Oh, 100%.
And you don't really think about them. They just do it.
Yeah.
They just come out.
Yeah, 99% of the time I'm talking to my big fella, we're getting one of the, who's a good boy?
Who's your buddy?
He's my buddy. Who's a good? And we do a lot of this when I walk in. Who wants a treat? Let's get a treat. Who's a good boy that gets a treat? Every time I walk in the door. And I can't just say, hey, we're going to get a treat. No.
Excuse me, Kaw, would you like a treat?
Yeah, that doesn't work that way. It's not the way this operates.
Champ kind, you sound like a gay.
That is a little bit of that, yes.
And there's your unmanly things that
Come
make
on.
Men feel good. Get out of there.
To go see women's soccer.
You go sit in the rain. And
speaking of unmanly things you could be doing, go watch some women's soccer.
In the rain. Weird. We will wrap it up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.